Okay, this is another version of Thomas Kinkade, Painter of Light.
What if TV chose the forest?
Sounds of deodorant.
The intermediary, making a lanky facticity along with him.
Cherry.
Outside, laced it actingly with stylish excess and utensils.
Pace at caliber.
He wumped through the moistless doorway,
peaking
his shoes imposing the same pattern with the same force. The lights up in the ceiling fan, falling to erase slit sizzlingly in moans the brown.
To tighten
Happy Meals arc in Pris,
falling asleep
for whom
a
gradual declining
points.
Routine zooms more or less clearly through
until
certain slots,
movie,
discovering a fresh, flesh-toned surface.
Unhomed.
Someone clapped into caring, almost furtively, like
or
a missing hand in a see-through sock.
To
perspiration spangling through the seams.
To glass
by Snickers, you mean the candy bar. The coily things were different on you. The branches and polites and statics whitened with emphasis the immediacy. Wet, they mean.
Local to overfit.
The personal clung stew.
Hauntier inside.
In a sense, there was no view on them.
Unpwned, boy.
Falling asleep on a bed of exclamation
to
points.
Be Ixnays.
And as they took the field, their mouths didn't stop.
Petter?
The black tubes burrowing the
Hauntier.
Slinky air. They arranged
sounds
their fingernails all along the floor,
snow.
Vertically, and let the shine
or
fill in as thinly as the ampersands,
which
the weeds
stares.
Murmur mirthed out of forests. This transparent cave parceled through the English in continuity, young Doff doing tones, copy of Hoot, the
lights
hair tonguing about the tweet.
Ampersand.
That's the periodic in-slurp at the angle between unmatched faces and yeses, i.e., that which forms the
and
fiber,
forest.
Spiffing them up.
Soaked arf.